When we speak about the chaotic armed groups who are in the East, the root causes is, of course, the wealth of the country, because everybody is fighting for this, but it's also the absence of state authority, which was never really in the Eastern DRC. No security, the absence of police, the absence of FRDC, of a judicial system, basic services, education. So, and this gradually improved. Now, I'm looking back on 2 years, tenure now in the DRC. I was nearly 70 times in Goma in these 2 years. So I really commuted and I've seen the improvement. The airport of Goma, where you can fly in today with commercial airplanes, the extension of the runway, the improvement of infrastructure. If you compare Goma today and 2 years ago, you see really a vibrant economic city.
How close to peace is the DRC?
Well, the DRC is a peaceful country, one must say. If you compare the DRC 15 years ago, where it was tripartite, where foreign intervention forces were there, where the country was falling apart and we had civil war. And if you see what they achieved now, 15 years after, yes, there are security problems in the east of the country. But you sing the national anthem and you have a Congolese identity everywhere in the most remote village of Eastern DRC. The country in the east is not controlled by the government. This is the problem. But apart from the east, Kinshasa, of course, this is a normal country. Kinshasa is a city like Nairobi and others also. The absence of state authority, this is the main problem in some parts of the DRC.
The elections are taking place next year. What are your concerns?
The concern is really that at the time being we have a shrinking of the political space. People are arrested, demonstrations are disturbed by hired thugs, and this is something which is not acceptable. We have a very principled approach here. The constitution has to be respected, in particular the timetable leading to the elections, and the Congolese have to solve the problem of the electoral calendar, of the inclusion of the young voters into the voters lists, which is not okay so far, and in particular the question of the electoral budget, because the budget is not yet finalized.
What challenges have you faced leading the UN in this country?
Well, first of all, it's a huge country and we are a big mission. We are the biggest peacekeeping mission the system has to offer. We are also the most expensive one with 1.3 million now, billion US dollars now. And this is a great responsibility to really make the mission efficient. Between Kinshasa and Goma and the east are 2,000 kilometers. To have the leadership assembled around a certain vision of MONUSCO is, of course, difficult if the leadership of the mission is also divided. But the main preoccupation, the main concern was not so much the military action, but the civilian follow-up. Because the military are usually very fast. So once a position is neutralized or so, then what is the second step for the protection of civilians? Not to let them return again and to have state authority back there. And here we are very slow and we are much too slow.